Father, we thank you so much for Jesus. We thank you, Father, and we come in that precious name of Jesus. And we thank the Lord in that name. It is well. It is all well. And thank you, Lord, in that name is all love and all peace and all rest and all joy, all thanksgiving. Lord, let that name be upon our lips and our hearts constantly, continually. Lord, let us just enjoy how much we are loved by our Savior. Let us grow in it this morning. Let this be the day, Lord God. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Oh, Lord, to hear those words. Soon, soon, soon. Help us to hear them now. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1. We're going to go all the way through the Word of God today, huh? No. Praise God. Well, kind of. We gather here in this precious place to hear the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We gather in this place to hear the message, praise His name, to the kings. The kings. I pray that those that might be visiting today, maybe you haven't heard that enough. I know that the Lord has not brought you in here by accident. If you don't get it, I pray and I believe God you'll get it. And maybe today you'll get it. Hallelujah. We come in here by the grace of God to hear the message, the proposal to the spouse of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We come in here to prepare and to be ready, and we are expecting a resurrection out from the resurrection. We expect to be a company that will be raised up before the church. And that company, praise the Lord, will not be before the throne with palms in their hands. They will be in the midst of the throne, jointly ruling and reigning together and glorified together with Jesus Christ. We believe by the grace of God, and we are alive just as Paul followed Christ. By the grace of God, we occupy as the Philadelphia church. And that's the truth. We occupy by the grace of God with crowns in our hands, not palms. We love His appearing. And we, by the grace of God, believe we will be raptured before the tribulation begins. And we will be granted, because of His grace, His faithfulness, and His word, full authority with Him to even pour out judgment upon this world at His blessed, wonderful, loving side. Amen. Now, those are some heights. I mean, those so far surpass a lofty thought. I mean, you're talking about God. And all of that, we know by His grace, He has told us and He tells us in His word. Praise God. Such heights of exaltation, such incredible grace, but yet the majority of Christianity thinks that's just too over the top. There are other things and better things that should be spoken of. That this is, again, too lofty. That maybe the Lord has some things for us, but the Lord would never, ever do that. Well, I'm going to tell you something. What's sad is a statement like that, brothers and sisters, shows the ignorance of the Word of God. And those that know understand what I just said there. We need to know our birthright. We need to know this Word. And not just come in some repetitious fashion or some mechanical way of, well, this is what I need to know and this is all I'm going to know. My goodness, brothers and sisters, we are now the sons of God. You've been born into the family of families. Your Father is God the Father. And Lord, help us to be awake and quickened. My, oh my, you look at this life that we have. You know, there's kings and queens and all of that. And I'm sure that their kids might get excited. You know, they're walking into Buckingham Palace and thinking, well, this is my dad's and then it's going to be mine. Or maybe there's some of these wealthy tech people or whatever that have these houses that are more immense than the city of Denver. And then they go in there and they can't even count the money. It's so numerous. Brothers and sisters, that is not even worthy to be compared with the heir of God that even just a child of God is. We're talking about a wealth where the thief can't get it. The rust don't get it. Oh, no, 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 no. And it's never going to fade away. Never. God, quicken our hearts this morning. This word reveals to us over and over and over and over there is a pattern. There's a desire and a passion and a will of God to share his authority with man. Amen. Jesus Christ, praise the Lord, even said to his disciples, I don't call you servants, I call you friends. Praise the Lord, I just love you. He doted on them. He said, oh, Father, look what you've given me. Knowing fully well that within one, not even a day, they were all going to just scamper away. I don't know him. I don't know who Jesus is. But he still called them friends. They were still his blessed disciples. He knew what his grace would do. He knew what his grace would perform. He wasn't looking at the outward appearance, was he? He knew what the word of God would perform in that life. Praise the Lord. Now, we see from the very beginning in the word of God, he has always sought to share his authority with them that believe. The Lord wants to bring you in, brothers and sisters, and to share everything with you. You think in the natural, even a father, he wants to share with his children everything. He wants them to inherit everything. And more so, how about a husband with a wife? It's ours, honey. We're going to enjoy all of it together. All right? So here we go, and let's hang on. Genesis 1:26. Genesis 1:26. Right from the very beginning. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and get this, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image God created he him, made male and female created he them. Right from the very beginning, he gave. He let them inherit. He let them have all of the earth, the fish, the cattle, the every creeping thing. It's theirs. I want you to enjoy it. Then God just flipped the page. Here he brings Adam forth out of the dust. And look what happens in Genesis chapter 2, verses 19 through 20. It says, and out of the ground, this is after he's formed Adam. Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air. Now get this. And he brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found so helpmate, an helpmate for him. The Lord so wanted to share that with Adam, even to the intimacy. I want you to name the animals. I want you to have that responsibility. I want to rejoice in truly what you think. Do you see how sweet the Lord is? He didn't make Adam and say, now I'm going to just put you to work. He didn't say, I want you to come over here and you do grovel before me and you're going to go do this and that. He brought him, let me tell you something. I like animals. How about you? I love them. And that the Lord so loved Adam. These are beautiful, aren't they, Adam? Here's the, what you're going to call a zebra and a giraffe and a heifer. All of these things. It touches me that the Lord from the very beginning, he just gives. He gives and he wants you to share and he wants you to partake. And you read these things and you say, well, yes, that's very true. You go on over to Genesis 27. There are a couple brothers, Jacob and Esau. The Lord's so good and so loving. It said that he blessed Jacob with the fatness of heaven, and Esau, he blessed him with the fatness of earth. He just gave. And he gave him authority. And he gave him a place to reign and to rule and to be able to govern and to understand this is something the Lord wants me to partake of. So this was set in motion. This was something that God was, again, encouraging to man. This is what I want you to have. I want you to share with me. I don't want you just, again, to be some dupe, to think that you're just going to go out and to do. You have friends. Do you bring your friends over to work? I need you to come out of my house to work. Now, friends will do that. I have some precious friends. My goodness, all out here. I know pretty much you'd do anything. It's glorious because you love me. But when we're together, the last thing I really want you to do is work. I want us to feast. I want a fellowship. I like to sit down at a table, just like the Lord says. Bring you in like old Mephibosheth. He's going to sit at my table. He's going to feast with me. Come on. You see that? This is our Lord. This is how he's invited us. This is why he says, come boldly to the throne of grace. Man, when you need help, which you need it all the time, when you need mercy, that's the very first thing you're going to get, exact opposite of what you deserved. It's because he loves you. And he just wants you to partake. He wants you to come in. And he wants you to understand freely from the very beginning, I give you everything. Now think about Israel. Isaiah 14 verse 2. That was that blessing that we just talked about to Jacob. That went through Abraham. It went down to Isaac and Jacob. And this is this promise. And God is, he's promised it to Israel. It'll never be taken away. And see, Israel, as the word of God says, is the Father God. Israel is the unfaithful wife at this time. But the Lord, in his great grace, will woo her and she will become faithful again. Thank the Lord. But I want you to see this and how beautiful, even with Israel, what God has for them. In 14:2 it says, and the people shall take them and bring them to their place. And the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. I'll translate that for you. Israel's going to rule over this earth. Oh, yes, they are. Because that's God's promise to them. And once again, it wasn't for Israel to be a servant. This was for Israel, praise God, God's earthly people. God, the Father's wife is Israel. She's going to reign over the earth. Praise the Lord. This is important. This is God's pattern. And we need to understand this because our habit is going back and trying to, oh no, the Lord wouldn't want me to do that. The only thing that I can do is like the prodigal when I come back. I just want to be able to work in the stall of my father's place. Uh-uh. We're all unfaithful. We are. And we've all been as the prodigal. Oh yes, we have. And every time with every single one of us, when we return because of the grace of God, it's not to be a servant. It's to come home to a feast. It's to come home to a robe. It's to come home to a ring. It's to come home to the Father's kiss. It's coming home to reign. It's coming home to reign. And this is so vital, brothers and sisters. It's because of the love of God. It's because of the life that you have in you, that you're born of God. This has got to stop thinking. This has to be the quickening power, what the Lord has provided for me, who I am in Christ, what the Lord wants with my life. Not what makes me feel better. I'll tell you what, you go by feeling, you'll miss God's best. So we see that this reigning goes on. Well, then you have stories all over the Word of God. What about like Joseph? Joseph, the Word of God to him, he was going to reign. He had those dreams. He told his dad. He told his brothers. It insulted them. Don't tell us that, Joseph. Well, I'm just telling you the Word of God. Well, you're saying, well, those were Joseph's dreams. No, those weren't Joseph's dreams. That was the Word of God. I read that in Genesis, don't you? That's the Word of God. And the Word of God told Joseph, you're going to reign, son. And you're going to even have family members, praise the Lord, that are going to come in and bow themselves down before you. I'm a believer by the grace of God, because of the grace of God, because of what he's called me to. And not my dreams, but oh, I'm dreaming it because it's the Word of God that's told me. I have some friends that are waiting for me in heaven. They're friends of my bridegroom, but they're my friends too. And they're all waiting right there. And you know what they're waiting for? The voice of the bridegroom to call me to him. And you know when I get there, and I know that there's some in here that believe, by the grace of God, I'm going to sit right down in the midst of that throne with him. And then all them friends, they're going to have these wonderful, wonderful thrones all about us. Hallelujah. And you know, they're going to praise and they're going to thank God. And they're going to say, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive your glory. Oh, yes. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to throw their crowns. They're going to cast them. Because it's just so immense, the blessing of the grace of God that was just poured out before him. And the reason that they love it is because it makes him happy. There isn't anything that is going to make Jesus Christ more happy than when he has his wife in his arms. When she is in the midst of that throne of glory with him. That's you. That's you. Joseph, you're going to reign over it all. And he did. What about Esther? Come on in here, honey. You're the cast out. You are. People just thought you got in here and how could she be in there? How could she be one of the candidates? You weren't even one of the candidates, honey. You're it. Took me about 10 seconds in that room. Okay, honey, come on. You believe it? What did he say? What's mine is yours. It's ours. Why? No, why? Why does the Lord have those kind of things in there? Because that's you. Reigning, jointly, together, fully, all of it. Ruth, she came back, praise the Lord. I'm going into that field. Oh, yes. And she got the Redeemer that owned it all. The wife of the Redeemer. Your God shall be my God. Your people shall be my people. Amen. Is this yours? Yes. You believe that? Yes. I think you do. See, this is the pattern. This is it. The disciples, turn on over to Luke 22. What do you have for them? They should all got a whooping, some people say. What do you think, huh? Oh, no. Luke 22, 28. This is what the Lord's telling them. Praise God. This is even before he goes to the garden. Think of this, what he's telling them. He's telling them who they are in Christ. Even before they all scatter and deny him. Because the grace of God is greater. The word was spoken to them. The word was spoken to them. They didn't even believe it yet, what the Lord was going to do for them. But the Lord was already way ahead of them. I got thrones for you, fellas. Let's read. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. I'm so thankful he forgets my iniquity. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Reigning, ruling, reigning, occupying, responsibility. All of those things. This is what the Lord, again, he continues to do. He continues to show us his way, his heart, his desire is to share with us from the very beginning. And to share, praise God, even to the point of a pinnacle that we have in this day. That the Word of God says that we have a better thing. And Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, his pattern doesn't change. His pattern of reigning has always been there. Whether it was for man, whether it was for, again, these different individuals, whether it was for Israel, and praise be to God, whether it's for us. And you turn over to Romans 8:17, and he assures us very sweetly. It says there, and I know that everyone here today, by the blood of Jesus, you know you are a child of God. You are a child of God. You're born of God because of the blood of Jesus. And it says here in 8:17, and if you're a child of God, does it say then you're a servant? You're a worker? It says you're an heir. You're an heir. You're an heir of God as a child of God. I thank the Lord. We understand this. God shows us this in family. When a child is born into a family, they become an heir. My sons are my heirs. Praise God. And just in that thinking and understanding and the capacity that God the Father has made me, praise the Lord, through his only begotten son's life, that I am now a son of God and I'm an heir of God. And I will inherit a portion, that's what that heirship means right there, that, a portion of what I've come into. So whatever understanding I come into or whatever as an heir, in a sense, that's what I receive, but still an heir. But wait, it doesn't stop there, does it? Because this is God. It says an heir and an heir of God, but moreover now, that's what that word and is. I like it said like that better. It's just so perfect. It's like the trumpet went dun da da. But moreover, now, in this age and in this day, joint heirs. Joint heirs. And it's not God the Father, it's with Jesus Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Joint heirs. Yes, synkleronomous is the word in the Greek, my favorite word. Joint heirs as a husband and wife. Joint heirs as a co-reigning in every aspect. What with Esther, what's mine is yours. It's ours, honey, that we come into. And once again, that we might be glorified together, exalted to the same glory. Exalted together in the same glory. That's why that wife has to be with him in the midst of the throne. You're not exalted to the same glory as someone by standing before him with a palm in your hand. That's not it. Let me tell you something. Believing God gives him glory. This capacity that he's given us, this word that takes it way over the top, to the place of jointly ruling and reigning with him and glorified together with him, that gives him such pleasure, you can't imagine it. This doesn't insult God. This isn't in being an injustice to him in any way. This brings him his full glory. This is what his grace did. This is what his mercy is all about. This is the magnifying of the grace of God to the heights that it could ever be. I took you, yes, from the guttermost. I took you from the depths of hell. You were dead in your sin and trespasses, every one of us. And I didn't just save you. I didn't just raise you. I didn't just seat you together with me at the right hand. We're taking the throne together. And I thank the Lord. That gives him all the glory. It's not going in there saying, oh, look at me. No, it's him. And he says, oh, it's you. And it's just this together thing. Because he's not going to take that throne without her. And it makes it personal to me. He's not going to take that throne without me. I complete him. Paul's gospel fulfills the word of God. Paul's gospel, praise the Lord, I believe is reigning in some vessels in here. It's transformed us from glory to glory into the very image of him. See, it all fits together. There's no gap. There's no wrinkle. There's no schism. It's one. It's one. It's the message. And it's the message to them that believe. And I'll go back just like Noah. It wasn't for anybody else. It was him. Just like Rebecca, there was not going to be anybody else at that well but her. Well, today, I thank God, I'm here at 1701 South Sherman, and I am hearing the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I know it's for us. Do you know that it is for you? Do you really, really know that? Oh, my goodness. Brothers and sisters, this faith, praise God, is going to be made sight in just a moment. I'm going to step into what I know, Bob. I'm going to step into what he's caused me to see. I thank the Lord that it is true. It is true. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Come on. I've told you this. Do you not believe that it's so? Now, his heart is to have us actively participate with him to reign in everything. Everything. You ever really been in love with somebody? Don't you want them with you all the time in everything? I got to stop right there. This guy does. But all these examples from the very beginning, come on, over the sea, over the animal, over the nations. But here to us, we have the pinnacle of it all. I say unto thee, Galatians 4:1, that the heir of God, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant. Don't stay there. Don't stay there. Because why? Though he be Lord of all. How many times? We go back over and over this because we must be quickened. Because we're human and we doubt. We start again going in our human minds and we see our actions. And the Lord, as he said so sweetly to those disciples. And again, he was telling them, you're going to rule on these thrones. And I know in 48 hours, Peter, you're going to deny me three times. None of you are even going to be there pretty much at the cross. Mary's going to be the only one at the tomb, and then she's going to have to get you to remind you, he said he'd rise again. He's giving you this truth, honeys. Do you believe he's just as faithful to you as he was to the disciples? I mean, really, do you believe it? The simplicity of really believing that is those who have it.
I want it. I really do believe. I believe the word of God is true, don't you? I believe it's impossible for him to lie. I know that in real time, no matter whatever promise it was, whether it was the ark, whether it was his birth, whether it was David before that giant, it looked like it was just too much. It looked like it's just a fantasy. It's a fairy tale. That's never going to happen. But that's God. You think you can believe? We live by the faith of the Son of God. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, we do come to you in Jesus' name, thanking you for such rich grace, for such a wonderful plan of love. And Father, you are love. God is love. And with that love, you freely gave us all things. Now, Lord, help us truly to come unto you, diligently unto you, and believing you that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. And Lord, let us seek you for this grace and thank you for it. Be a people, God, that love one another and that love one another more and more. The evidence of it all, praise God, is this great appreciation, this overwhelming gratitude for this wonderful glory of your grace. Now we come today and we're readied here today thanking you with this communion that will come forth. And Lord, as you said to them, I'll take it again with you. Oh, Lord, even so come, Jesus. We thank you for this time. Thank you for being so good to us. Thank you for the brethren. We love you so in Jesus' name. Amen.